Good morning. Thanks everyone for coming out this morning. Apparently it's a topic of interest. So I want to start with this slide, which has the logos of all our partners that have made our project possible on it. This is a project where we're evaluating a community's putting prevention to work project implementation in suburban Cook County, Illinois. And so the Cook County Department of Public Health is a key partner in that. CLOC is the organization I work with and for. We're a consortium based in Chicago, and we work to create and improve strategies for reducing child overweight in Chicago, and now we're kind of spilling over into suburban Cook County, which, although Chicago is actually located in suburban Cook County, this project does not include Chicago. While Chicago is located in Cook County, it is not part of this project. This project focuses on suburban Cook County. And then PHMIC is the Public Health Institute of Metropolitan Chicago, and they are a partner in the CPPW project in suburban Cook County. And I also want to acknowledge the people who worked with us on this presentation, in particular Sarah Welch, who's here today. Okay, so I have nothing to disclose. Okay, so today I'm going to just take people through kind of the logic and plan of this evaluation. It's a rather large evaluation. Talk about our project activities, what data we're collecting, how we're collecting it. Share some of our baseline findings, and then talk about how we plan to disseminate in the data findings and our next steps. So communities putting prevention to work, are most people familiar with that? I imagine within this crowd we are. Suburban Cook County received a cooperative agreement from the CDC to put together an obesity-focused communities putting prevention to work program. And as part of that, there was a supplemental opportunity to do an enhanced evaluation around that work. And so we applied with and received an enhanced evaluation supplement from the CDC to do a more in-depth evaluation of some aspects of this program. So what we were able to do is create an evaluation that focuses somewhat on individual outcomes for students within suburban Cook County, and also look at some of the environmental outcomes and changes that CPPW was putting into place here. So we had kind of two foci. One was we were looking at the efforts of CPPW to improve the nutritional quality of school meals, breakfast and lunch. And we're also looking at the CPPW effect on increasing physical activity opportunities during the school day for students. Okay. So a little bit about suburban Cook County. It's a very complex region. It's very, very large. There's 700 square miles within suburban Cook County, and that includes 125 separate municipalities who make rules and policies on a municipal basis. So there's a lot of things going on there. It's very economically diverse. Cook County has one of the wealthiest suburbs in the United States, and also one of the poorest suburbs in the United States, all within this county. The school system in suburban Cook County is incredibly diverse. There's 143 school districts in this area, 720 schools, and about 500,000 students. And the student population in suburban Cook County is very mixed, but there's a great proportion of minority and low-income students as well. Okay. So this enhanced evaluation, which I'll be talking about today, really focuses on looking at school-aged children and youth. And the focus is on the public school system within suburban Cook County. Okay. So the CPPW project, in its work to do obesity reduction in control in suburban Cook County. It's really taking a socio-ecological approach to what it's doing. It's saying we can work with the individual to affect some change, but that individual's work is located within a family, and that family is located within a community, and that community is located in the broader society. So we know that barriers and facilitators to prevention exist at each level within this model, and success will depend on how we can take up opportunities at each level of this model to affect obesity reduction and control. So that's kind of the underlying theoretical approach that they've taken here in suburban Cook County. I just put this up here. I don't think you'll be able to make much sense of it, but this is the logic model that's kind of guiding the project along the way. And basically, it's set up in short-term and long-term outcomes. So I want to talk a little bit about the evaluation activities we put together to create this strategy. One thing we do, and we always do this, and we're very clear on why we do it, is we engage and collaborate with the stakeholders every step along the way. That's why on the first slide we had the Cook County Department of Public Health logo on the presentation, because we're constantly interacting with people on the ground trying to learn what they need and want out of an evaluation. We make a commitment to do real-time communications with stakeholders so that we can get them information they can use to do project improvements, quality improvements, address problems as they're happening. We create an evaluation design, and we do that, again, collaboratively with stakeholders. We do tool development collaboratively with stakeholders, and that's very important because they can help us understand what will work in the schools, what will work actually on the ground, so we don't create an evaluation that really can't be implemented correctly. We do data collection collaboratively with the schools in our project, but most of the data entry cleaning and analysis come out of our shop, the more academic end. And the findings reporting we do collaboratively as well as dissemination activities. Different members of the team will take on different ways to talk about the findings and the work we're doing. So we have three primary areas we're focusing on. One is BMI surveillance of school-age children in suburban Cook County. And as you can imagine, this is a very big undertaking. It's very complex. But we have developed through other projects and really tested and have much success with this method we're using here, where we use existing administrative data from student health files to collect BMI information for kindergarten, sixth, and ninth grade students. And we've done this over two school years. This current school year we're currently collecting data on, and last school year we finished collecting data on in about August. And that allows us to measure pre and post change relative to CPPW activities, but also gives suburban Cook County prevalence data for the first time ever, and prevalence data with enough power behind it so they can do sort of slicing and dicing of the data. They can look at prevalence rate by race, ethnicity, income groupings, age, all those sorts of things that they hadn't been able to do before. So it's kind of a longer-term legacy piece of information for them that goes beyond this evaluation. And then we're also looking very closely at the physical activity intervention. And the way suburban Cook County has done physical activity intervention is they've let a selection of schools decide what will work for them. So this evaluation is kind of a little tricky in that each intervention has its own specifics. But what we did was create a base, sort of a basic thing that we're measuring across all interventions, which is student physical activity acquired during the school day, and we use accelerometry for that. Students are measured for 4 days during the school day. and we do that at pre and post. And we also, because each school is doing a slightly different intervention, we track the implementation process across each intervention. And then moving on to the school meals. Again, schools are each doing something a little different, but we've put kind of a baseline of what we'll be measuring. We're looking at what the schools are actually serving at pre and post. And we're also looking at what students are reporting that they're eating and their perceptions of school meals at pre and post. This is a sample structure for how we were able to structure the sample in the evaluation. We have 129 schools in which we're doing BMI. That's split between high school and elementary schools. And then within that, we drilled down and did samples for the PA portion and samples for the school meals portion. And then a control where they're getting no intervention. So we have about 19,000 students in the BMI sample. And again, it's going to be able to give us information that we can slice and dice a number of ways. We use a method that's somewhat unique, but we've been working with the CDC to talk about and kind of vet, which is we take the student's health form from school that they're required to turn in at the start of kindergarten, sixth, and ninth grade. We take the information from that form, which is completed by a health professional, use it to compile BMI percentile. So we're using existing administrative data. We're not doing direct measure, and it saves a lot of money, and it's administratively palatable. So we finished the baseline data on that, and here are some results. I won't go into it because I have about 4 minutes left, but you can see that BMIs are, or the prevalence of overweight is pretty high among the students in suburban Cook County, particularly among Hispanics. Okay, there's more results I won't get into. For physical activity in the school day, we have a sample of 14 schools with 528 students. We're using the school health inventory put out by the Alliance for Healthier Generations to track the school environment around physical activity. And we're also doing observations and checklists of the implementation of the interventions. And then individually, we're doing accelerometry using 5-second epochs with even some cut points, and then meter plus software. And here are some results there. This is very typical. Children are getting pretty little moderate and vigorous activity during their school day. But again, these are baseline results. I won't spend a lot of time on that. You can see practically no one is getting the recommended amount of moderate and vigorous minutes of daily activity during the school day. About 20% maybe. Okay. For school meals, we have 13 schools, 552 students. I will say recruitment for working with school meals was quite a bit harder than physical activity. We are doing observations of the school meals served against what the school meal or school meal menus say they're serving. And then we're also collecting data on school meal sales. And then individually, we're doing a school meal questionnaire with students that focuses just on their school meal. So it's what you ate, how much did you like it, how often did you eat it, those sorts of questions. And here are some results. I'll have to burn through these because I'm short on time, but they'll be available later. So I want to talk a little bit about the challenges, because I bet most people here are going to have similar or have already have these challenges. Recruiting schools is very difficult. It's very hard to recruit control schools. You see, our samples are unbalanced. We have many more intervention schools than control schools. There's a lot of politics in school, recruiting schools for evaluation, and a lot of politics within the school between the district and the school about how much autonomy the school has to choose to participate in something versus what the district says they can or will do. In the Chicago area, we have a lot of need for language diversity that we maybe didn't anticipate. So we're still exploring. I didn't get a chance to actually present many of the data, but what we are, I think, finding is the baseline against which the CPPW interventions will be looked at to see, were they able to move the needle on moderate and vigorous physical activity and student school meal participation, likability of school meal, and consumption of fruits and vegetables through school meals. I think one of the great things about this project is we were able to develop and implement a BMI surveillance system that used administrative data that will be very helpful to the county, but also individual schools and districts in thinking about how they might address BMI resource allocation. And that's it, I guess.
I don't know anybody.